I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Invisible battles and awkward conversations bookend our broadcast. We'll discuss an often unseen battle with Set Free Ministries, and World Missionary Press scripture booklets turn uneasy discussions into spiritual conversations in Romania. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. June is National PTSD Awareness Month in the U.S. Post-traumatic stress disorder is prevalent in military veterans and first responders. Warriors Set Free, a program of Set Free Ministries, has veterans helping other vets and first responders find healing. Steve Prince, director of Warriors Set Free and a vet himself, says first responders and vets often wrestle with lies related to their experiences and trauma. Warriors Set Free helps them replace lies with Christ's truth.
Jesus, of course, is the way, the truth, and the life, and Satan is the father of lies. He wants us to feel guilty, feel shame, feel anger, feel regret. And then we at Set Free specifically introduce a lot of people to spiritual warfare, taking every thought captive.
Prince asks believers to look out for the veterans and first responders in your life.
A lot of veterans won't ask for help until they find themselves stuck. So encouraging them to reach out. A lot of times I talk to veterans about being involved to help us help other people, and they end up getting help themselves in the process.
Warriors Set Free has a men's retreat for first responders and active and former military July 17 to 21 in Byron Center, Michigan. Learn more at missionnews.org. And trauma is also a very familiar concept to Native Americans.
There's a lot of pain, a lot of loss, a lot of death, serial grieving, and there is a tendency to stuff it rather than face it and not talk about it. The leader of the Center for Native American Youth said this: youth suicide is the single biggest human loss a family or community can experience. It is destroying Native American communities.
That's Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. He says Native people often face life's challenges without the hope of Christ.
Only 4% know Christ after 400 years. That is one of the Great Commission tragedies. I've been on about 100 reservations. And we've been in Canada and Alaska and all over the continental U.S. And wherever you go, it's true. Jesus is perceived to be the white man's God. Why would they believe that? Well, tragically, his name has been associated with so many of the things that they've lost.
Nonetheless, hope remains.
When my brothers and sisters hear about this need, after they say, "I had no idea," then comes a question: what can I do? And there are answers to that.
World Missionary Press's impact is growing in Romania. WMP's Helen Williams recently visited partners in the country and shares this report.
In Romania, we were in the southern part, and there are 7,000 villages and cities in the southern part of Romania without a gospel presence. There's poverty. There's a lot of alcoholism and just idleness that creates problems. And so when you try to present the gospel of Jesus, it's so different than anything that they know in so many ways. And there's a fear of stepping out.
National missionaries who traveled from the north are befriending and sharing Christ's love with their southern neighbors.
One couple that really struck us, his name is Alexei, and he had used World Missionary Press booklets. In fact, he had seen them in northern Romania from the time he was a child. So they were familiar with the material. And so they were saying that they think now's the time, this is a good time. They're ready to kind of maybe take a couple of bold steps forward, and the literature will help them do that.
WMP is creating distributor partnerships in Romania to send their booklets. With $1, you can send 25 booklets. Imagine the difference you can make. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. It's the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. It tells a moving story of God's hope through pain. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.